to drop out Gob Doss, son of a Greystone's cabman, plopped in the middle of a forsaken Hames and Leinster house thereabouts, using iPhones and TikTok and whatnot, turn out to be the Taoiseach.
The once former Fianna Fáil got into the dollar by being taller, by having a pallid colour, by being a Twitter trawler, by being a true blue Fine Gaeler, and despite being a totes McGoat's ministerial failure.
Then a COVID storm came and everyone complained. Your man thought the virus was just one of a long chain. He said, sorry for my boo-boo, now watch and see what I do. And he got the chance to make his party look sort of brand new.
Then Leo stepped aside and no one really cried. Our man saw his chance, he ain't seen nothing yet, hey. Said, would anybody be cross if I became the new boss? And they said, well, it's either you or Helen, and she's a total dead loss.
Well, the word got around, they say, this kid is insane, man. Knows the TikTok lingo like he's got a Gen Z brain, man. Gets him into power, turn the tables on Sinn Féin, and the world's gonna know his name. What's his new name?
TikTok Taoiseach Harris now. My name is TikTok Taoiseach Harris now. And there's a million vids I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
The doll
will never be the same.
The honeymoon is over now.
He's playing Senior Hurling with health and immigration while the hotels, they are burning.
Mary Lou will attack him every time he's caught you turning.
We voted for him.
Me, I retired for him. Me, I deputy for him.
Me, I dimper for him.
And me, I'm the damn fool who promoted him.
There's a million vids I haven't done, but just you wait. What's your new name? TikTok Taoiseach Harris now.
And you're welcome back to this special broadcast with me, Barry Linehan. We're live at the hallowed ceremony bestowing the office of Taoiseachdom. To the left of me is Professor Gary Murphy, actual Corkman. And Gary, explain what rituals we're witnessing now to the right of me here.
Well, Barry, first of all, we can see the Count Corlin now has just wrapped up the ritualistic humiliation of the vanquished. That's Leo of Radcliffe, of course, in case you've forgotten. And the deputies in Fine Gael, as you can see now, are deleting his number from their phones in a sort of symbolic show of his irrelevance now, I suppose.
A cruel but vital custom.
For sure.
And I see that Dáil Clark is wearing something that I presume would be a traditional get-up for a change of office like today.
Oh, correct. He's decked out in the traditional Italian 90 jersey, boot-cut denim jeans and brown dress shoes. It's quite typical of these occasions. And of course we're going to have the prayer now, which will be led by the Count Corlin, so I suppose we have to be quiet for that.
A hush descends on Leinster House.
Deputies,
on the ground.
Amen.
The deputies now falling to their knees in a solemn show as the clerk prepares to hand those sacred symbols of office to the grand high chieftain elect.
Indeed, it is one of the most sensitive moments in this whole ceremony. They've changed over the course of time, of course. Nowadays, the symbols of power in Ireland consist of a tub of McDonald's curry sauce,
yes.
A length of Wavin pipe there, and you can see the...
People will be familiar with Westminster.
That's
and
right.
The royal mace that sits atop the dispatch box as a symbol of his absent power.
Well, here in Ireland, of course, we have a bag of cans from Mace, which is now being handed to Simon Harris to speak, who must respond with the customary rite.
Count Corla, sound. Spontaneous applause there, and cheers, no doubt. The symbols of power have changed over time, Gary.
Indeed, in Charlie Haughey's day, he's a great man for pomp, of course. People know he had 17 brassers walking through the lobby to offer his own personal symbols of power, which, of course, in those days was a blank cheque, a tapped phone and a pound of actual human flesh. They were great days, of course, all very different now.
Fascinating. And now, of course, the Taoiseach King is formally complete.
And so we can say to each other, Taoiseach be with you, Barry.
And also with you, Gary. Oh, this is my favourite bit. Now we have the traditional
traditional mortification of the children by the Count Corla.
Say two of the little ones up in the gallery aren't they only gorgeous. Thank God they got their looks from their mammy.
And of course, finally now, the new Taoiseach's nipples will be anointed in the coronation aisles, traditionally brewed from TK Red Lemonade.
But today will be replaced by Happy Bear hummus owing to Mr. Harris's Greystones beliefs.
Yeah, and not long left now for sure in the ceremony.
Yes, later they will buzz down to the Auras for the sneering of the Oaktaron.
Right.
Then onwards to Taoiseach Harris's constituency, led by a trail of bonfires at crossroads and in refugee hotels. Is that always the tradition, the fires, Gary?
But not entirely. In fact, Brian Cowan changed things a small bit when he became Taoiseach in 2008, I think it was, by heading to Offaly in the passenger seat of his cousin's friends, Subaru and Pretza, and performed some donuts outside Clara's.
So long as it wasn't the brother driving, says you. And that concludes proceedings here at Leinster House. Simon Harris is now not just a vibe, he is a Taoiseach too.
So indeed, let the begrudgery begin. Tis Court Taoiseach Mihal here, and welcome to the latest episode of my podcast. In terms of,
it's a very strange name for a podcast.
Well, that's not the name. In terms of, stop, you're ruining my flow, Minister Shomra.
Minister of State, Jack Chambers.
No. That's Jack Shomra. That's much more Fianna Fáil name.
All right.
Look, play down the music.
Okay.
Play down the music.
I'm doing it now.
Welcome this week. Jack here is a young bro.
What?
And he's here to help me be relevant again as a sprightly, flexible, going on 64-year-old cis male man. Did I say that right, Jack? Or
I haven't a clue. I'm not cool, so I don't think I can help you here, Daddy Mijo.
But you're only 33 years of age. Come on now. I need a reboot, because God almighty, I feel terrible old standing next to this new blackguard.
Harris,
it's a generation mismatch as bad as the one between Miriam and Sarah on the prime time.
Kids would say you're giving Miriam and Sarah vibes.
Sorry, it's giving them what? What?
Just trying to add a bit of razzmatazz to how you communicate.
You're not supposed to use words like razzmatazz. You're supposed to use young words and stop me using words like that in terms of...
Don't forget to follow up on listeners' emails.
Oh, yeah. You see, you're very good at this podcast palaver. You know a couple of things, right?
Yeah.
Dear Big Mickey, thank you. If there's a reshuffle, why don't you use the chance to get rid of your wand, the barcode?
Oh.
Who's the barcode? Who's he talking about?
Oh, you know, dear.
No. Am I missing something?
It's a bit... You know Norma Foley?
Yeah.
And the fringe, it's...
What?
Do you know, that's the...
I know, that's terrible. No, that's very abusive. No, we don't condone that at all. Stop now. Who's vetting the emails at all?
Do you know? Anyway, look, I can't help you because people say I'm so uncool. I look like a Lego man wrapped in human skin. That's another email that's just come in there now.
Yeah, that's very disappointing. I was hoping that you could give me, you know, like a glow up, you know, since your thing there that happened, you know.
Sorry?
You know, the personal statement when you the thing of yours.
What thing?
The thing, you know, the thing in terms of announcing which side you're on up Dame Street.
Oh, yeah, no, that thing, yeah, no, it's all good with that, Daddy Mihal, thanks. Feel much more comfortable in myself.
Very good.
Even if I look like I was grown in a lab from old Fianna Fáil posters, according to this text.
We'll wrap it up there, so, anyway.
Before you do, what did you mean about which side of Dame Street?
You know, the junction, choosing whether you're for the Centra or the Gay Spa.
Oh, very good.
Right, so, toodaloo, everyone. Thank you for the...
Hold on, you need a sign-off phrase. No way Simon Harris has. You ain't seen nothing yet, so I'll just give you this one.
Yeah. All right, thank you, everyone. Boom, boom, boom. Let me hear you say weo. Are you sure this is what young people are into?
Don't know, I've always been more interested in substantive issues than substance abuses.
How is the doll so full of young foggy drips all of a sudden?
I know.
And I'm starting to think Leo had the right idea, slowly letting himself go, tuning out and jumping ship altogether.
Boom, boom, boom.
Now I'm joined in the studio by Sinn Féin President and Head of Snarls, Mary Lou MacDonald, for her response to the election of Simon Harris as Taoiseach.
Pash, I'm very clear. This is nothing more than old wine in new bottles. It's lipstick on a pig, deck chairs on the Titanic, old boys' club, days are numbered, yada, yada, yada.
Your party's in no position to be tackling government on empty rhetoric when you yourself, ipso facto, are reliant on trite soundbites. I mean, the hands
Hans Christian Andersen line.
Oh, you don't like fairy tale analogies?
No.
We'll wait till next week when we hard launch our nickname for Harris and Michael, the Brothers Grimm.
Yeah, Hildegard Nocton, she scored a hit by saying you engage in Mary Lou turns on a vast swathe of policy positions. Very droll, very witty.
Yeah, nearly as funny as naming your child Hildegard. I mean, really, call Tuzla, because that's child abuse.
But why so many Mary Lou turns? Is your party threatened by the rise of the independents?
They're more like the rise of the Planet of the Apes. I mean, have you seen some of these buckos?
Yeah.
What constituency are they running in? Fota Island?
Yeah.
But no, to answer your question, we're not threatened by them.
Ah.
Inspired by their ideas and willing to parrot their sound bites no matter how toxic? Yes. Threatened by them? No.
Fianna Fáil's Carl Crowe said you lacked decency by not acknowledging Simon Harris's family on his big day.
Well, I think Carl would be better off minding himself and not tone-policing women.
Ouch!
Yeah, I played the sexism card there, and I'll do it again, Pat. Watch me.
Well, I sense a Dawn French moment happening again, so I'll sidestep here.
I mean, honestly, Pat, how do you do it?
Do what?
Pretend to give a toss.
Yeah.
Like, I've another year of snide remarks from opposition to do and I can't even.
Uh-huh.
What's your advice for looking like you're still into it?
Well, I'll let you in on the secret. We've got the cash machine. Yeah.
OMG, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Sinn Féin is one of those. I should be happier.
Yeah. Ours comes from our German owners, Bauer.
Ours come from our American owners, Yanks.
We're simply irresponsibly buying off the public until gambling regulations catch up on us, really.
Samesies. We've a loophole for foreign donations in the north that won't be long for this world either.
Ergo,
ka-ching!
Who is the TikTok Taoiseach? Simon Harris initially came to national attention as 2002's second most awkward guest on RTE's Open House, the first being Coolio.
Well, I just want to say that I have a job of work to do as a teenager, and though mistakes will be made, this is a great country going forward, and I believe in fairness and democracy. Anyway, follow me on Friendster. I'm off to canvas for Dick Roach. Fianna Fáil forever!
But just one puberty later, the future Minister for Higher Education said bye education, dropping out of college to pursue politics, though the main parties to benefit were DIT house parties, which instantly became 62% more crack without him.
Hello, the little gobshite.
Thank you, Count Corla. It is an honour as the youngest TD to nominate Daddy Enda for Taoiseach.
Thank you.
Also, I've written Fine Gael rules, Fianna Fáil drools on the back of the doll seats with Timex. Follow me on Bebo. I'm off to write letters pledging support to anti-abortion groups. Pro-life forever!
One election later, Varadkar begged Enda to shuffle him from health to social protection, where he'd lead the welfare cheats cheat us all campaign, barely in the top five most Tory things he's ever done. And thus was born one of Harris's favourite hobbies, slipping into a Leo-shaped job hole.
Hello, Twitter. I'm absolutely delighted to be the youngest ever Minister for Health, but I don't want to brag. What's this? Twitter tells me you're all voting repeal? Well, I love an internet trend, so I'm gonna have to jump on this bandwagon. Okay, press pause on my neoconservative agenda and... Under the 8th Amendment, we said to women in crisis, take the boat. But today we say, TikTok Taoiseach. TikTok Taoiseach, everybody. TikTok Taoiseach. TikTok Taoiseach.
One gigantic climb down later, here was a health minister women could trust. If you could forget about all that nurses' strike stuff when he threatened to cut their pay, or the cervical health scandal, or the Sisters of Charity maternity hospital row.
What's up, you guys? I want to say to you I'm going to deliver a children's hospital for no more than 650 million. Stat. Promise. Follow me on this new thing called Snapchat. Just like my promises, the messages instantly disappear. They're gone!
The cost shot up in much the same way that the hospital didn't, leading to two no-confidence votes. He survived the first one, but the other was certain to lead to defeat, so an election was called, where Simon Harris survived barely on the 15th count. His career was now in ashes. For young Harris to recover, it would surely take some sort of impossible act of God.
They're calling it a novel coronavirus, but we're still waiting.
We are declaring a worldwide pandemic for COVID-19.
Begin on a nationwide lockdown to begin on the
5.1. Wash your hands, mother.
This is going to make me look so important. First of all, children, I want to say the COVID-19, as we know, is the 19th coronavirus. And what? It's not? Oh, bit of a boo-boo there, sorry. How about I just quietly move over here to a department with zero stakes like higher education and wait for the next Leo-shaped job hole to open up?
And lo, last Tuesday, Happy Harris Hour came at last, as the college dropout with the look of a young man who's been struck with a blackboard duster repeatedly slouched into power as a Taoiseach we don't know. What's his middle name? Has he ever seen a movie or the outdoors? Does he have any opinions that haven't been formed by an 18th bad think session and algorithm? Nobody knows. Micheál Lehane, brushing my teeth with a bottle of Jack. RTÉ News.
Yeah, right. Okay, welcome back. I'm joined by Professor Luke O'Neill, who's here to talk about the solar eclipse.
How well, you know, thanks, Brendan. Can you believe it's been almost a couple of months now since I was on an RTÉ panel?
Did I hear you're getting your own music show on Dublin City FM?
That's right. We're looking at the scientific correlation between music, you see, and between
what kind of stuff would you be spinning? A bit of Five Go to the Sea or Fatima Mansions?
Well,
Fatima Mansions were an offshoot of Micro Disney, obviously.
We'll be digging deep into the archives, you see, and playing everything from the Beatles to Billie Eilish, you see.
All right, yeah. Pity, yeah. Sure, look, tell us about this eclipse anyway. Is it something to do with Newgrange or...
Now, eclipses are a real miracle of science, Brenda. Yeah. They're sort of gangbuster science, like the COVID vaccines or the fact that my career as a media pundit is still on the go.
Just about, like, yeah.
What happens, you see, is the moon, you see, passes between the sun and the earth, you see, and covers the sun, almost like the sun is wearing, you see, a face mask. Do you remember the face mask?
Well,
the pandemic really changed how
let's just stay on track here with the eclipse, like, you know, keep it nice and light.
Yeah.
They make me think of Jaffa Cakes eclipse. Do you remember that ad?
Full moon, half moon,
total
eclipse.
Yeah.
Of course, many civilizations see the eclipse as a cause for celebrations. People have parties, get married, you see, get engaged.
Yeah, there was a young couple in Middleton actually got married during the last eclipse in 1999 and they did the biggest rock the boat Cork has ever seen. It was mental.
Yeah. Now others, however, see it as a sign of impending doom, you see. Cults committing mass killings.
Yeah, you always have to ruin it, don't you, by talking about mass death. What's wrong with you? Anyway, there's enough from Luke.
Sorry, Brendan.
We normally have a young journalist on to tell us about people celebrating the eclipse on social media, but the government unfortunately keeps snapping them up for advisor roles, so will we just get Ronan O'Gara on the phone again?
Yeah, is he there? Are you there, Brendan? Hello?
Oh, yeah, how are you, Ronan?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're playing Leinster in Champions Cup this weekend rugby.
Yeah.
And I have to find that dull sports question we have to ask. Oh, there it is. What is the feeling in the camp?
Never mind all that, Brendan. I hear you say something about Cork's biggest ever rock the boat.
I did, yeah.
I was there.
Queer.
And don't you know, I was getting married that day, wasn't only Fla Fitz's daughter. Remember her? Used to work below in the Maxall in Lough.
Jeez, go away.
Yeah.
I was only chatting about the Fatima Mansions a few minutes ago.
Yeah, and they sure themselves are an offshoot of Micro Disney.
Stop, I was only saying.
Yeah.
Cathal Coughlin could do it all, like, do you mind him at all?
Sure, we used to call him the John O'Halpine in the music world.
We?
Yeah.
Cathal Coughlin,
tell me about
it.
Yeah, I do.
Now to Taoiseach Simon Harris's cabinet reshuffle. And yes, I am doing air quotes around the word reshuffle. I ought to do them for a Taoiseach as well, but I'm already up to my annual quota and I've still 2 weeks to run on my contract. Now, only two new names were thrown into the cabinet pot, Peter Burke and Patrick O'Donovan. And I'm joined now from our Dáil studio by one of them. Which one are you?
Well, I'm thrilled to have been appointed to higher education.
No, I meant which one are you?
Patrick O'Donovan, Minister for
Higher. Right, and it says here you're from Limerick.
Well, Limerick County.
Sorry, there's a Limerick County. Is it like the city but more flooded? Is that?
I'd be Newcastle West. And
Yes, I believe I've seen it on the news when it's underwater. Weren't floods your responsibility as Minister for the OPW?
Yes, flood relief schemes were my primary purpose. And
why doesn't the government pay for flood prevention rather than just throwing money at cleanups after the harm is done?
Well, the money is for relief schemes only, so...
Sorry, we can't use the rainy day fund to prevent flooding.
That's a contingency fund for...
I'm actually so overwhelmed by the irony of that I may have to lie down for a second if you do care.
Well, if you wanted to lay down your sweet head.
I'm sorry, what?
People, of course, will remember one of my great achievements as minister was to save the Life Crib above in Dublin.
An achievement?
After the Green Party threw the babby out with the bathwater, it was I who rescued the moo cow and the little lamb.
An achievement was surely your Wagatha Christie style investigation of cabinet leaks, which pointed the finger for the Zappone leak at who was it now? Oh, yes, Simon Harris. Who denied the suggestion as it happened?
All water under the bridge now, as far as
distinct from water over the bridge, like most of your cack-handed emergency responses.
People will also remember me from that time I collapsed in Dáil Éireann last year, but I'm fine now.
Right, so to sum up, 8 years as a junior minister, you opened a crib and fell over in Leinster House once.
Well,
congratulations, you're now Minister for Higher Education, so you get to hand out free johnnies to students and ignore all the kleptocracies operating openly in Irish universities.
It is a thrill and an honour. Up the county!
That'll be all, Minister. Welcome back. 4 weeks ago until the Eurovision. Here to discuss, Marty Whelan. Yay!
It's Marty's favourite time of year. I get to go on a trolley to a second-tier European city and drink Baileys with impunity.
Right.
But precisely less than €50 worth of Baileys to avoid declaring it on the new RT register.
Yeah. Now, Eurovision is in a spot of bother.
Oh, yes, yes. You're referring to Israel being allowed to participate despite naughty Netanyahu blowing the Gaza Strip to smithereens.
Ooh.
Dear God, I'm probably not allowed to say that.
Nope.
We must remember, though, it's like trimming your moustache. Must do both sides.
Now, RT has received hundreds of emails calling on it to boycott Eurovision.
That's mad.
I was told the email server was down. That's why my various complaints weren't getting through to facilities about the light, the heat, the doors, the way the sun slants.
You know, Marty was boycotted once.
Yeah.
Early 90s after Century FM.
Right.
Nobody wanted anything to do with me. I was very much the Israel of my day without all the human rights abuses, unless you count Fame and Fortune or my 2FM breakfast show.
Of course, Ireland this year, represented by Bambi Thug.
Yes, indeed. Their pronouns are they, them, which can be very difficult to remember, especially when you've had half a bottle of Baileys. I wonder if your one qualifies as gender neutral. I mean, can a lady be called Yon Gobshite?
Yeah, I'm not going there. No way, Marty. No way.
And we thought Israel was a political landmine. Oh, no, no.
Would all be a bit awkward, though, having to watch Israel pretending it's hunky dory.
My dear boy, we once had a Hutch gangster on winning streak. He won 33 grand. He did, fair play to him. Lovely fella. Nice lad.
Right. Would you ever consider giving up the Eurovision gig, Marty?
Oh!
What?
So you're going full ABBA on me? Gimme a gig after midnight.
No.
From my cold, dead hands, Raymond.
Right. Do you think of death often?
Mother. Oh, what's this? €5 in my breast pocket. It's Marty's lucky day. Mustache.
Right.
I'm going to stick it all on Switzerland.
No. Gambling is a no-no. That's for sure.
The winner takes it all.
Yeah. Oh. Right. After the break, a quiz I'll be taking too seriously.
Bye.
We're playing senior hurling now, lads.
More like junior football, Alan, I would say.
Junior.
Oh, I get that. Because we're like the junior minister's team.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee, anyone?
No, you're Grand Deemer. I have me Lucasade here. Thanks.
Hi, guys. Sorry I'm late, but I'm rushed off my feet and I was just with the cabinet.
How are you?
Oh, my God. It's Jennifer.
Yes.
Wow. I get to be besties with Minister Jennifer now.
Here, take my coat.
Eimear Higgins, Minister.
Oh.
I can't believe I get to say that.
We'll see.
What were you doing with the cabinet?
The cabinet. Oh, I just have a far more senior junior ministry than you lot, so I walked here with the cabinet until they went into their meeting and I came here.
Sounds a bit like your mortifying walk into the door with the real cabinet ministers the other day before we learned that you got nothing.
Quiet, Richmond. I just happened to be having a confab with fellow ministers when the doors opened. I'd no idea that the TV cameras were all there.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Walking out for an All-Ireland final and then having your arses handed back to you.
Excuse me, I did not have my arse handed back to moi. I was promoted.
Actually, I was promoted to your job. Can't believe I'm leading insurance reform while you're...
Well,
what is it you're doing again?
I'm Minister for Europe. All of Europe.
Jennifer gets to communicate EU policy to a domestic audience.
Yeah, that sounds shite. Can't believe he gave up credit unions, which is punter heaven.
Now, I get to do much, much more than that. Like EU summits, Trez and Portage.
Oh, so you'll be standing silently behind Simon Harris in Brussels and carrying his bags.
Which are just power blocks for his phones.
It's a Trez and Portage cabinet job.
Cabinet, junior cabinet.
No, Minister of State or Secretary of State if you prefer. Yes, I'm a Madame Secretary.
If you need to change the name of something to reflect how bad it really is,
sorry?
Look no further.
No,
I led the tireless reform of Passport Express. It's now called Passport Next Month.
Here yous all are now.
Oh,
the Yalsorans, the Lavins of Fine Gael. Let it be known that whatever half a plate yous were given, the ringer turned it down first. You're all shagged. The party's gonna burst. It's over. You are over.
How dare you? We are the future. This is the junior squad, my squad.
Squatting, that's what yous are doing.
No,
I gave this country the wild Atlantic way 10 years ago. Now we're robbing tourists up and down the west. That's a legacy. All yous are the guests invited to the afters. The evening supper. You missed the first dance and you'll have to drink the schlaps to catch up.
No.
Goodbye, you feckin' scrapings of the barrel. You small bits in a bag of chips.
What a meanie.
Okay, listen up, squad. Don't mind him. He doesn't even go here.
Go, Jennifer.
Here are the rules of the half-car squad.
What?
I'll be needing the car most days. If any of you have meetings, I'd suggest you schedule them while I'm in Avoca. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. And Eimear?
Yes, squad boss?
You can't sit with us.
Oh.
other followers. I'm walking here live on the corridors of power, which are now my corridors of power. Yes! That's because I've just been elected Ireland's youngest, bestest, most vibing leader ever. TikTok Teach, or Triple T for short. Triple T! It was a pretty low-key, off-the-chain affair. But when I get into office, let me tell you, I'll be working day and night, night and day, to deliver my Simon Says promises. I will get the cabinet to do the Harlem Shake. I will do the Instagram boomerang by flinging my phone across the room and see if it comes back to me. And I will be commissioning a fleet of drones to spell out my new slogan in the sky, a new energy. Sponsors, don't be afraid to hit me up. Monster Drink, I'm looking at you guys. Your TikTok Teach, Triple T to the top, rocking that big T energy. Cool AF. DM me, you guys. And next. Psst. Okay, guys, what's up? It's your Triple T dropping sick beats and no less a gaff than Orson Octorod. Totally serious. I'm just going in now.
Oh, yes, you're very welcome.
Amazing. Look how blue the carpet is. So here's my man, the OG statesman himself, President Michael D. Higgins.
Excuse me?
He's a vibe. He's everything right now. Okay, my man, what are we doing?
I am conferring the official seal of office.
Official seal of legendness.
Are you waving that phone in my face?
You can't record this. You may not besmirch the sanctity of this important moment. Chillax, dude. I'll tag your socials. I made a promise to my followers when I joined INSA in 2014. So, President Higgins, here it is. What? I nominate you to the Ice Bucket Challenge.
What on earth is in it?
You should have seen your face. I got that on camera. Fail Army FTW.
You shit. You f***ing b***h.
Oh, wow.
It's f***ing frozen.
You've been punked.
Little b***. Release the hounds! Release the hounds!
Triple T on Shaw. It's been a really, really long day. Lots of feels, but look here. I can promise to roll my sleeves up, maybe to work hard, maybe just to get a tattoo. Yes, I went there. But I can promise you, I'm going to be the first Taoiseach to dab in the doll, the first to do the cinnamon challenge at an EU summit, the first to go on 6-1 with baby sick on my suit. But tonight is all about celebrating my big Triple T win. I will be having a bit of a party. I won't lie. I'm going to stay up until, 9:30. I know, right after doing a young parent snake bite. If you know, you know. Eh, J-Lo fans? Where I'm going to spike my bottle of Coors Light with a spoon of Calpol and go nighty-night. Because we all know, friends, it's going to be a really, really tough few months ahead. It's not going to be easy breaking all my promises as quickly as possible like a boss. So, you ain't seen nothing yet. Signing off, I'm TTT. But if you're a shinner, you can call me Jenny, because I'm from the block. Block, block, block.